That's for my crazy day. My packed commute. All those unread emails in my inbox. But I'm getting stronger, faster, and pushing myself further every day. I don't care if I'm not like everyone else. This punching bag is the best way to end my day.
Fearless is knowing yoga isn't your style. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits at fepblue.org/getmore.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Do you feel like in that position battle that there's a starting job there for the taking for you based on how you performed in camp?
For anybody. You know, everybody's out here competing day in and day out for sure. It is a job to be won out there, you know, and I am competing for it. You know, it is a job that I do want. I mean, guys are not willingly handing it over, so I have to come in and day out and compete every day.
And that was Jalen Mills on the opportunity to be a starter. Welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm Teron Davenport here for another edition. Man, it's great to be back in the sack and go ahead and talk some more shop. So what we're going to do, we're going to jump right into the depth chart because the unofficial depth chart was released today. So we're kind of breeze through that and just kicking it right off with the quarterbacks. We all knew Sam Bradford, Chase Daniel, Carson Wentz, and McLeod Bethel-Thompson was going to be the order. Doug Peterson spoke today about how Carson Wentz is going to get an opportunity to see a lot of action in the second half. Carson Wentz is really looking forward to doing that. He said he's going to be both excited and relaxed at the same time. He's just going to go out and play ball, which is something that you want out of your quarterback. You want him to just let the game come to them. But it's going to be exciting just to watch all four of these quarterbacks, primarily the first three, of course, Sam Bradford, to see him in this offense, a West Coast scheme, and see him make the checks, and then Chase Daniel come in and continue to work the anticipation throws that he's been able to do, hitting the tight ends and the receivers and the corner routes and also in the seam. So we'll see how that quarterback situation works out. The debut of Carson Wentz is going to be something that I'm sure all Eagles fans are excited about. Next, looking at the running backs, you have Ryan Matthews, who probably won't see much action, Darren Sproles, but then you've got three guys that I think you're really going to want to focus on, Kenjon Barner, Byron Marshall. Both of these guys have been getting a lot of action out of the wing position, and they're running the angle routes, and they're getting them the ball underneath in space, giving them the opportunity to work in a punt return type situation, take advantage of the playmaking ability. Cedric O'Neal is another guy to watch out for. This guy has size. You know, I talked to Deuce Daly about him at practice yesterday, and he just said that he's been really impressed with just the way that he brings it. You know, and he likes the way that he runs with power, also runs with agility. He was able to make somebody miss in practice earlier this week. So that's what you want to see out of a bigger back, the ability to do both things. So he's going to be someone that's going to be very intriguing as far as his ability to make the roster. It's going to be tough, but I think that Cedric O'Neal has an outside chance. And obviously Wendell Smallwood has the quad injury. He's been out for quite some time. Moving on to the tight ends, and this is another interesting group here because you have possibly four guys that will make the roster. Obviously Brent Celek, Zach Ertz, and Trey Burton. But Chris Pantel is another guy that may be able to get onto the roster just because of his ability to play fullback. But you look at Trey Burton, they're going to use him in an Aaron Hernandez type of role as far as how Hernandez was used with the Patriots before he got into the trouble. They have a nice three tight end set that will give them the ability to walk the tight ends, whether it be Zach Ertz or Trey Burton, walk them out to a receiver type of position and give a totally different look, create a lot of matchup problems. Something we talked to Frank Reich about, and he was really excited about the packages that he'll be able to work. MJ McFarland has made some plays also. He's a big tight end, guy that could catch the ball well. So you'll see him in the second half working with Wentz. Moving on to the receivers, and we're going to break these down to the X, the Z, and the slot. So just starting off, Reuben Randall is a guy that when he was signed, I felt that he was a really good X receiver. Did a breakdown to show how he can make plays down the field. So he's going to start off at the X. You got TJ Graham as his backup. David Watford is another one, the former Hampton quarterback who converted to receiver. And he had a really good practice, a 7-on-7 period yesterday in practice. So watch out for him. Xavier Rush has kind of struggled Deion Long is a guy that was added in, and he made a couple of nice catches himself during practice yesterday also. So just remember, the X receiver, that's your guy that lines up on the field. He's typically your guy that works down the field. He gets you the big chunks of yards. So that's what you'll see out of Reuben Randle. Looking at the Z position, Nelson Aguilar, he's a ideal Z. This is what Jeremy Maclin played in this offense previously as well. He's going to work the middle of the field. He's a guy that run a lot of slants, and you just get him the ball in space and just let him do what he does. And that's what Aguilar specializes in. He looked really good getting off the line against press coverage. I forget who it was. I think it was Jalen Mills that he got with a nice release yesterday in practice. So Aguilar, definitely watch out for him. Chris Givens has made a lot of plays. He's somebody that's going to come in and contribute also. Marcus Johnson is injured. Caleb Jones has made some plays. I'm surprised to see him at the Z. I thought he would be more of an X-type receiver, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it's their choice. They're going to put the guys where they put them. And, really, a lot of these receivers are cross-training. That's another thing that you'll see them in a multitude of positions. Looking at the slot, Jordan Matthews is your starting slot, as you know. However, he's going to be out on Thursday. He has the knee. He could probably miss 3 preseason games, but he got plenty of work in training camp, plenty of work in mini camp. The timing is there. The chemistry is there. He'll be fine. But there's 2 other guys at the slot that I think you really have to take note of, and that's Josh Huff, Paul Turner. Both of these guys, you'll see Turner in the return game also, punt returns, Huff in the kickoff returns, but they're doing a lot of things to get these guys the ball in space also. I talked about how they're working Kenjon Barner and Byron Marshall as well as Sproles and to create punt return type situations. That's what they're doing with Josh Huff and Paul Turner. Now, we know Huff has had a little bit of an issue with catching the football, but he caught the football really well yesterday in practice, made a nice catch in traffic, caught a slant route. Huff is going to be a factor. So just watch just the little ways that they get him the football on the jet sweeps. They'll put him in motion into the backfield and then motion back out wide and catch the screen. They want to get him easy touches and let him make things happen with the ball. Paul Turner is a very sure-handed receiver, so quick in and out of his routes. So you guys like what you see out of him as well. Hunter Sharp is injured. And we're going to kind of breeze through the offensive line. Looking at left tackle, Jason Peters isn't going to play. Matt Tobin get most of the reps. You have Andrew Gardner and Dylan Gordon backing up Tobin. And there was a point in practice yesterday where Lane Johnson got some reps at left tackle. So we'll see if they do anything like that. Peterson said he just wanted to have him ready just in case. So looking at left guard, nothing new here. Alan Barber's the starter. Seumalo is going to back him up, and Malcolm Bunch will see some second half action. The center position, you got Jason Kelce. And by the way, Kelce looks good. He's been getting downfield on screen passes, and that's something that has always been a favorite thing of mine to watch him do as far as, you know, getting down the field, you know, breaking down under control, making the block and allowing that 10, 15-yard screen to turn into a long one, a 40, 50, sometimes a 60 for a touchdown. So watch Kelce get down the field. Steven Wisniewski is another guy that, you know, he's taking reps at left guard, right guard, and center. So gives them some versatility. Josh Andrews, Bruce Johnson are reserves. Brandon Brooks is going to be back. He's been a full participant in practice and full gear and in live action, so he'll be back. Once again, Wisniewski showing up. Darryl Green and Barrett Jones are the backups. They are at right guard. Looking at right tackle, you have Lane Johnson, as we mentioned. They're do it all, man. He's someone that could work the right side. He worked the left side also, but he'll be the right tackle. Big contract, so you know, it's going to be up to him to help be an anchor to really hold things down for the Eagles on the offensive line. Looking at he and Brandon Brooks, the two of them, they're going to make the Eagles be right-handed. So what I mean when I say that is you'll see them run to the right side a lot because those two are two of their strongest offensive linemen as far as just – I'm not talking about strength like lifting weights. I'm talking about just – inability. They're, that side, that combination is their strong side. So you'll see them run to the right a lot. Moving on to the defense, the left defensive end position, you got Vinnie Curry and Brandon Graham. they'll be rotating. Alex McAllister and Brian Braman will also get time, but we're talking about in the second half. Right now, McAllister is ahead of Braman on the depth chart. They've been splitting reps, though. I mean, you see Braman taking second team. You see him taking some third team. So it's just going to depend on, you know, how things work out as training camp progresses. It's the same with all these guys that we're talking about, with the exception of somebody like a Fletcher Cox, who is going to be at the D-tackle position. He's backed up by Mike Martin. Then you got Destiny Vieo and Aziz Chatou. Aziz Chatou and Destiny Vieo, I can never pronounce the name, Vieo, they're going to be working together. I mean, I've seen them line up together, and you know, you got two guys that are big, but they could get upfield in a hurry, so they could be very disruptive as a tandem. So I'm looking forward to watching those two. Chatou was a guy I really liked from the East-West Shrine game, and one way that you could remember him is that bowl game against Iowa. He dominated that Iowa offensive line. Moving on to the other defensive tackle position, you got Benny Logan backed up by Bo Allen and Taylor Hart. And Allen and Hart, these are two of the bigger guys on the roster, but they're going to, you know, fit in at the D-tackle position. Benny Logan has had a solid camp. Moving to right defensive end, Connor Barwin backed up by Brandon Graham. So, again, we're looking at that rotation. You got a rotation of four or five guys. And keep an eye on Steven Means also. He's in the mix. Marcus Smith is going to be out with the concussion, but Steven Means is in the mix. And I tell you, Jim Schwartz spoke very highly of him. He really likes his ability just to convert speed to power and just to get that edge rush that he wants. You know, he loves guys that get upfield. Looking at the outside linebacker position, you got Nigel Bradham, Najee Good, Mike Tavares. Watch Tavares. He's going to give you some flash plays. Incredible athlete at linebacker. So keep an eye on him, number 45. Moving on to middle linebacker, Jordan Hicks, you know what he does. Joe Walker's a outstanding player also, coming from Oregon. He's a guy that you know, he's a solid high tackle middle linebacker. So it's going to be interesting just seeing how things fall with him. You got the local guy out of Villanova and Don Cherry. Other outside linebacker position, we're looking at Michael Kendricks, who suffered a hamstring injury yesterday. Peterson said that he was okay, so we'll see how that works out. Deontay Skinner has flashed from time to time, as has Quentin Gates. So watch Quentin Gates, the Rutgers guy. He had a really good practice 2 days ago, so check him out at outside linebacker. Looking at the corners, and these guys are rotating on both sides. You got Leotis McKelvin, Jalen Mills, Eric Rowe, and then Denzel White, Rice, and C.J. Smith. That's the depth chart for left corner. Right corner, you got Ron Brooks, Nolan Carroll, Aaron Grimes, Ja'Cory Shepherd, and Randall Evans. Now, let me just say something about this. You see McKelvin and Nolan Carroll, they're the starters. That's who's been working with the first team defense. Now, when they go to nickel, you got Ron Brooks in there. After that, you got Jalen Mills at left and Eric Rowe at right, and Aaron Grimes is working the slot. So just watch, you know, look at the numbers, see how it lines up in the start. Just the safeties, we know what the safety situation is. McLeod and Jenkins. Jenkins will be out. McLeod is backed up by Blake Countess and Ed Reynolds. Reynolds is taking more first-team reps with Malcolm Jenkins being out. Malcolm Jenkins is backed up by Jalen Watkins, Chris Maragos, and Nick Perry. You see a lot of Jalen Watkins working with McLeod on the first team, and Watkins has had a really good practice. So those are some things to check out in the secondary. Just quickly moving through it, Donnie Jones, we know he's the punter. The kicker situation is interesting. Caleb Sturgis against Cody Parkey, and right now Sturgis is listed ahead of Parkey on the depth chart. Earlier this week, he moved ahead of Parkey, and that when they had the competition, Sturgis would lead off. Earlier in training camp, it was Parkey leading off. So those are some things to watch. Punt return, you're not going to see Darren Sproles returning punts. It's going to be Kenjon Barner and Paul Turner. Kickoff return, you're going to see your share of Josh Huff, but Barner as well. So just ran through the roster real quick. That time went really fast. And, you know, we had to kind of two-minute blitz it. And that's the show. We'll be back tomorrow. No interviews, but definitely check out the work on the EaglesWire.usatoday.com. Also, check me out on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. This is a fun show to do. I appreciate you guys listening. Be back tomorrow with another podcast for you. And for the rest of the week, we're going to do it, man. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm Teron Davenport, your host, and we are out of here.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.